This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. You know that moment when a song takes over your internal playlist and you can't get it out of your head? Usually it's an annoying old song that you've already heard way too often. But once in a while, it's something new.
True. It's a dance we know the moves. The bow, the dip, the woo.
That's Coffee from the Durham-based duo Sylvanesso. It's a good introduction to the sound the band is creating by mixing the voice of Amelia Meath with a swirling bed of electronic sounds and rhythms created by Nick Sanborn. Amelia is also one-third of the band Mountain Man, while Nick has been known to play bass and megaphone. They join me now to talk about their new project. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So how'd you two meet and decide to go, we make music individually and we should do something together?
We met around 4 years ago. I just started playing solo shows as Maid of Oak. It's kind of like I just do instrumental electronic music. And I somehow got booked to open up for Mountain Man, which kind of doesn't make any sense. But I'm glad that it happened in hindsight. We each really liked each other's music and always kept in touch. And then, what, did you email me?
Yeah, and then Mountain Man needed a remix of Play It Right. So I emailed Nick, and then once I, like 6 months later, I got the remix back, and it was awesome.
A few months after that, even, they were on tour singing backup for Feist and came through Madison, Wisconsin, which is where my parents live.
And I needed a grilled cheese, and Nick knew where one was.
So we hung out, and we were like, that went really well. Maybe we could do that on purpose in the future.
And thus Sylvanesso was born.
Nick, when I've seen you play bass and megaphone, sometimes it's been acoustic, and what we've just heard is a million miles from that. And, you know, it would seem like there's always been a club DJ in you wanting to come out.
Yeah, I mean, I've always DJed, and I've always loved electronic music, and especially instrumental hip-hop. I really fell for it really hard when I was in high school. But I think I'm just attracted to the overwhelming energy that music can have, and so I like any style of music that can completely overwhelm you. I like hopping around between genres too. I get real bored if I do just one kind of thing for too long.
Well, in Hey Mommy, there's it sounds like you left a mic open on the street. Is that real? Is that how you did it?
Yeah, I walked around.
We wrote that one over email.
Yeah, that was over email.
How do you do that?
Very carefully. She had that, the first half of the song, you know, that kind of like the verse that we do twice in the song. And so she just, on her laptop, just kind of recorded a bunch of vocal parts. And then I walked around the river, the Milwaukee River, recording
boats.
With my little field recorder, recording cars and boats and stuff. And just because it was a song that seemed like it needed to live on the street and needed to, you know, I think if it was just silence, it wouldn't be as fun.
Amelia, are all those are all the female voices, are they all yours?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play a song called Come Down Now.
Hey, mama, will you come down? Hey, mama, won't you come down to the river to wait to be? Like you wash my hair for years and years, I'm going away.
Let's go back to the song now, Coffee. And the reason that we're going back to that is because it was the first thing that I heard from you. And I got to it through the video, which sort of starts with some ballroom dancing in elegant slow-mo and then kind of dissolves into a pretty drunken party. And was that filmed in Carrboro?
Yeah.
Yeah, the contra dancing at the beginning was filmed at the Century Center. And we basically wanted to explore different kinds of dance parties.
Amelia is really tied in. Contra dancing is a really important thing to her, and the idea of communal dance and what that does for people was always something I feel like you talk about quite a bit.
Did you have to show Nick how to dance?
Yeah, contra dancing is pretty easy to get if you do two full dances, you pretty much get it.
And explain what contra dancing is for people who don't know.
Contra dancing, it's like square dance, except it's done in lines. You have a partner that stands opposite you, and whether you're an even or an odd couple, you progress either up or down the line by doing seven movements that progress you up or down.
And someone's calling out
the movements the whole time.
Do you have to switch partners?
Yeah.
You dance with with pretty much everyone in your line for each dance. It's great. It's like a weird ancient mating ritual.
The hook that she wrote to that song is kind of based on, you know, that as a metaphor for a lot of other things. But and so it just seemed really appropriate to do that literally at the beginning of the video.
Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn are Sylvanesso. Their self-titled record is out next week, and you can see and hear them at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tonight. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Rock me in your arms. I can't feel it, but get up.